Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, this Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful day, and we thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for looking down into our hearts and cleansing our hearts through and through, that we might even be halfway worthy to sit in this place and let the wonderful Holy Ghost touch us. Thank you, Lord, because you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. You're wonderful. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom and anointing him today and the people who listen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just praise you. We give you thanks. All glory and honor to you this day, because you're real. You're very special. And Lord, we lift up those this day that are sick, those that are going through troubles. But I'm going to pray specially for that lady that you told me to pray for. Father, we pray for a mighty touch from heaven on this day. I'm going to say it just like the Spirit told me, so no one get offended. That spirit of religion rubbing off from someplace on you today, this day, and it's going to be going away. And Father, we claim victory because it's taken life out of her, bringing her down. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that she be healed from the crown of her head, the very sole of her feet. Lord God, that she'll be touched in a miraculous way. Father, help her. Be with her. Help her to learn as a child before you. Father, we just pray that you'll strengthen her, uphold her in a mighty way. Father, we claim it as, say it as being done. We claim there's victory this day. And we claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, we're going to pray for the other people throughout the world, whoever you are. I pray for those this day that are going through troubles, through tests, through problems, through insecurities, from fear. Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. And I'm really praying against that fear today to leave in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you'll bind all the problems that your people are facing this day. And there's victory, there's liberty to those that believe. I pray for the healing touch from heaven to come down upon your people in a mighty way, in a manifold blessing this day. I pray that you inspire them, uphold them, uplift them, bring healing to the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet. Father, for that one that has eye problems right now, I pray for her, those eyes to receive healing, to really receive strength. For that one who has lost their balance, I pray, help that one. I know what it is, lose your balance. I pray for that person right now, for their balance to come back. Help them, deliver them. And I, for that one that feels like there's no answer, I pray that you'll bring answers to these that's going through situations. Too many to speak them out, but I pray that these that's going through troubles of insecurities, whatever they are, I pray that you'll be relieved and healed in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send your angels right now in the Spirit of God in a mighty way. Touch your people afresh and anew. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. To God be all glory. And I pray for another special lady. I pray that you'll give her, bless her this day. Oh, because I know that she's worked hard. And I pray that you'll bless her mightily. Help her this day. Uphold her. Go before her. Only you can. Give her strength. In Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone this day that needs a touch from heaven. I pray the Spirit of God to be real, to be alive. In Jesus' name, amen. And I totally believe that all those who believe right now can receive a real blessing, extra help, extra power. Father, we claim it in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I really feel today that the Spirit of God wants me to speak something, and it's really hard to. I'm just going to have to go like normal. It's hard to get started out, but when it gets started out, it'll be right. The Bible says he will show us the path of life in his presence, fullness of joy, in his right hand, pleasures evermore. That's the 16th chapter of Psalms, and I think the 11th verse, something like that. And then the Proverbs 4:18, but the pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. This is both speaking about our walk. Pathway, path is what we find ourselves upon while we're walking through this earth. And that path, Enoch walked with God. That was a path that he and Enoch shared, God shared together. But today I really come feel like the Spirit of God is here to touch us and make people realize this path that we are on can be real. It's not a by chance, by guess, but it's real. It's because God ordained it. See, we've got to back up a little bit. Everything that happens every day, God is somewhat ordained it if we're doing all we can do. Now, if we're living out here loosely, then I don't believe we can't blame God for that, because Satan has power. Satan has limitations, but he's also got territories. He's got great power if we let him go ahead. It's up to us to say he can or he can't. And so we have to learn to totally walk softly before the Lord, that our steps are ordered by the Lord. See, we start out in this life, all of us come in the world, we're all the same. We really didn't know much. And as time goes by, we grow into a knowing our names, where our parents are, and we grow into greater depths. When we come to the teenager, we think that we can handle ourselves, and that's a part of growing up as a child. But that part, even before that takes place, if we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that should be the most perfect, wonderful day that we've ever had. And that's just the beginning of good days. But see, what's happened, that day of salvation, many times I've seen it, that people were joyful, they were thrilled, they were excited because God had touched them. But many people, I've seen this happen, the grown-ups would sort of say, hey, back off now. You know, you're just going to have to get back up and get down to earth now. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. Those grown-ups should have grown up a little bit and get up higher. And anytime we tell someone to back up, it's generally because we can't come to that same standard ourselves. They may be a little overzealous, but they are at the place that God wants them to be, because they're open to the Spirit of God. And that's when we've got to be open to the Spirit of God. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. And with liberty, you have help from above. When you're doing within yourself, you're doing in yourself. And it's just reasonable, even at church or wherever you're limited on letting God move through what you're doing, you're limited on what you can do. And you're going to see more problems. You're going to face manifold problems, temptations, great things that come and not walking by the Spirit. You know, we can take the children of Israel as a great textbook. If we just study that out, that's to all of us. Now, Israel, God was with them in a different way than he is with us, but still, he is the same to us. He doesn't change. His ways are the same. So what he did for Israel, he'll do for us. And what he's done for someone in the past, he'll do for us. But the thing about it, nobody has really grown in the Lord at all. The Holy Spirit told me this, because we've never, ever come to that place that we could say, well, I'm going to serve a God that can speak to me. No, I've heard people, they say that you're crazy, you're very childish, you don't understand. And these are preachers. I've heard them say it. I remember one night, a certain church, and there's about five of them, and this is a Pentecostal church. But I'll tell you, God's real. And that's where we are. We're at a time when people have restructured what God had. And our structure is such a place that we're not hearing from the Lord. It's not a personal relationship. It's a relationship as from someone else, hearing from somebody. Our textbooks become the relationship. It'd be just like some president, if I was one of them to really know something about it, I'd have to go and live with that president. Because all I know is what I hear. But that's what the churches are 100%. They're going on what they hear. And that's pretty careless when your life depends on that. Your destiny forever and ever and ever depend on that. So you're doing what hearsay is, and many people say, this is from the Lord, but get talking to them, it's not from the Lord. It's just what they think something is from the Lord. But God can come, he can speak to you and tell you the day, the moment. He'll tell you when that rag's going into that pump, when that engine would blow up. But people never wanted to go this deep in the Lord. We're very shallow people. We really don't want to get around God very much. We want, at the end of our life, we want to have it where our funeral, we hope that everything's okay. We don't want to go to hell. Nobody does. I was thinking about that today. I know of some fellows that remember the lodges because it's going to help them when they leave this world. I know of some fellows in a town that I used to know accepted the Lord as their Savior because they wanted, when they died, they weren't going to have to, they were going to be okay. But see, we as God's people can't offer someone that's a lie. I can't tell you that you're going to go into heaven or not. That's between you and the Lord. Every one of us, we're guilty of playing God. And we should quit being guilty of saying for God unless it's really God. So, to be truthful, a lot of people have never heard, never known, never heard nothing. It's what they hear. And that's pretty treacherous because even the children of Israel, they can see God. But I'll guarantee you, God just as real now as he was then. He'll tell you exactly the same now as he did then. He's not favored to nobody. And I'll tell you, Brother Freedom hadn't had nothing special either. God's special. I am nothing. But I do know that I had some experience with him. I've walked with him. And people out here have never walked, never talked, never nothing with them. They're the ones that's making the big noises. We bought that, and that's what's taken us out of God's direction. See, we bought into something that was from people didn't know, and we accepted them. Well, God says, well, you're just the same as they are now. That's the truth. I'm talking plain. But we're living up to the time when God's coming back through the clouds of glory, and many people are out here listening to people. There's a lot of difference. You going home, even studying this word, and making a sermon, or letting the Spirit speaking through you. And I know that God can speak through you. And you read the Word of God, and I just turned to it, but it's just, and that ye put on the new man, which after God's created in righteousness and true holiness. Put on the new man. Now, it can't be done when we're listening to what someone says, because God is real. But speaking the truth in all love, that you may grow up in him, in all things that is the head, even Christ, that ye henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the side of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. It's terrible. I'm getting a little bolder. I got long to live, so it don't really make no difference. But it's terrible when men will deceive and women will deceive people just to be able to have a position. People got thinking, boy, to be a preacher is a good position. No, God calls you. I've got news. God calls the people. I'm going to tell you something maybe you didn't know, but he said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Ooh, I feel the Spirit of God all over me. Ooh, shut the book. I believe this is from heaven. It says, for the perfecting of the saints. I just turned to this page that God just had it here for me. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. It's not hearsay. It's from him. What's it all about? Is it about us? About us, we might as well throw our towels in. It's about him. It's for the glory. That there'll be conviction. That we get power from heaven. To break these problems that have people oppressed, obsessed. The things that bring us down can all be cured by God being the leader. That's what he says, come out from among them. He's talking about us people. And he'll be a father. A father tells us what's going on. The fathers of old, they had an ironclad hand on their children. They didn't allow their children to come back and tell them what to do. The fathers of old, And that's what God's talking about. God is that type of Father. God wants to go for us, with us, above us, about us, and no ill shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling, only when thine eyes shall behold see the word of the wicked, and he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up with their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against a stone. That's all from the Spirit of God. We're missing it. You've missed it out there because you're not in the Spirit. The Spirit of God's alive. We are walking in cripples. See, God tells us until we all come into the unity of faith. Unity. We all know what that is. When the Spirit is Lord, there is unity. Unity is something that we can't do within ourselves. We're divided. So that's why, Lord just showed me, that is why we come this way. We pick out some songs, and that's what we sing, because songs have a way of soothing. When God comes upon us, he brings conviction in. Songs will kill that. And see, God says we're to have conviction every time people are not where they should be. That's why in jail, used to when the guys would cry out, say they need to forgive, they'd cry. It was conviction. But that's the thing that God uses to get us all right, and then we can get convicted, then we cry to God for repentance. We don't do those kind of things. And if the pastor says do it, we do it. But it should be from heaven. It should be just so powerfully that it just tears you apart and says, oh, come on, I don't want to do you, Lord. Lord, forgive me. Make me a new creation. And I guarantee you, God will make you a new creation. We've compromised so much from where we started. There is no more conviction, really, Spirit of God. It's human. Because someone thinks, a lot of times it's not from leading from the Lord. It becomes a device not sent from heaven. I've been in services when people would harp on some little something, and you knew it wasn't from the Lord. We need to get this thing right. And the only way that we can do it is put God first. We need to be clothed with God's Spirit. Clothed with his anointing. With the anointing you receive of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. But as that same anointing teaches you is true and is no lie, and even he has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Ye shall abide in him. And there's churches after churches saying, we got to get out of this. Well, I guarantee you, and if you're working in the carnal, yeah, you need to get out of it. Because God don't compromise. He puts us to a place that he wants us perfected. For the perfecting of the saints. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. For the edifying the body of Christ. That's what it's all about. I love you, but God is here to remold us. To remake us. See, we all came from self. We was not really too good a shape. We had problems. And that day should be a sort of for maybe quite a few years, where there's a real growing. And growing means that you're going to make mistakes. But there should be a time that comes into perfection. Later, God's very merciful, very forgiving. But that should be in our heart that I should go down and pray through, if I have to, like I used to, I prayed through every service I went to. But that's the way it should be. If you get to where God says, okay, you quit it, but then you can start to pray with someone else. That's what it's all about, or you pray. When you pray with holy hands, without wrath, what's that mean? I'm not supposed to be laying my hand on my coat on my sin unless I've holy hands to God. We're making a shame. I've been to prayer meetings when it was shameful. I was disgusted. And the Lord was disgusted. We should learn to grow up. And revival is not out here just to get song leaders up to Jesus loves me this side. No, that's just singing it. You need to have it in our heart. Love suffereth long as kind. Love bondeth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, rejoiceth not iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. Whether it be prophecy, they shall fail. nation cease. But we know in part, and we have the Lord of God, love will always win out. Love is part of God. When we come to God, we have not very much love. What God's more concerned about, not how many scriptures we know, but how much love we have in it. I don't, not to be a show off, because I could be a bragger and say, well, I know all this. I know this. No, I don't. The Lord says, prove it. Prove it by your heart. Prove it by your dedication. Prove it by your commitment. That's the way we prove God, is by our commitment, how we stand up with Him. We can't toot our own horn because our horns don't toot very much. But God can toot our own horn for us. If we'll get where we should be, He says He will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. No good thing. God will let you be seen. You don't have to worry about someone have to go down to Bible school someplace. So God, you can go there, I guess, if God tells you to. But the main thing is, God is going to move you as He wishes. And we can't stay someplace that someone that's going to say, you can't move. And I've been there. The Lord told me to go to jail ministry. I was just a baby Christian. Wasn't 2 weeks later, this pastor said, you cannot go. And my whole family that I was around said they couldn't go either. And God says, who are you going to listen to, all them or me? And I knew it was by the Spirit of God. I said, I'll go your way. I've learned that from a small boy till now. The majority, they're thinking. But when you serve the Holy Ghost, you don't think. You're listening. Thinking, it's got to come from the mind. Like Samuel. Eli really helped Samuel out. And that's where we failed. We've never told people, you need to stay close to God. Samuel was, I believe, one of the mightiest servants of God that God had. But he listened to God. But he learned this as a little boy from Eli. Eli couldn't run his own son, but he did help Samuel. Listen to God. He's got a message for you. Oh, yes. God's got a message for everyone. We need to tell everybody, keep your ears open. Wait. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. I walked this way long enough, and I've been talked about, discussed, everything else, but I'm glad they do. I'm happy because I'm a servant of God. Don't bother me. What I want is what He wishes. Every breath, everything that I do has to be by Him. I've got a gym teacher, and he teaches Tai Chi. It helps him. I think we need that same commitment. He says he has to do those because his body feels better when he does it. One time he couldn't see, and he sees good now with this, has brought him back. But God's beyond that. If it can do something, stimulate there, look what God can stimulate you. God wants to stimulate the whole human race. And if we would quit butting in and letting God have His way, we would have a people, a holy people. But we have to butt in because we have to be the leader when we've never been called by God. And we want the attention. We want the notoriety. And many want the money. But all those are bad answers. They should be in our even thinking about it. God says, be ye a holy people. Be without any blame. Be without any hypocrisy. How many hypocrites we got? They're hypocritical. We need holy people. People that's walking in victory. Knowing what saith the Spirit of God. In Revelations, the 3rd chapter, it says, what saith the Spirit to the churches? And that's what the Spirit could not find. People weren't listening to the Spirit. But I'll guarantee you, nowadays, they're not listening to the Spirit of the church either. And that's where it's a great minus for the church. Back in that time, we've went actually close to 2,000 years. We're coming to a dispensation that God is just about time from all this earth to stop. There's not going to be any more. It's going to be that day. I was reading in Revelation the other day. It says there will be former things will never be remembered no more. That's hard to really to understand. There will not be anything that is will be remembered no more. We're in the presence of God. It's going to be so... this is beyond our comprehension. But as written, eye hath not seen, neither heard, ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that are prepared for them to love God. But God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches the deep things of God. The Spirit! Boy, people want to rewrite the Bible. I can see why. They don't want to leave any of the Spirit part in it. It's a man's doctrine. I'm saying this from a real, not to be critical, because it's God's doctrine. But they've taken it as their interpretation. This is of no private interpretation. God is the author. He's not the author of confusion. He brings forth great powers, great wholeness, and he's never wrong. Never, never wrong. We'll get through life. We're going to find troubles. We're going to find deception. But God be for us. Who could be against us? Nobody can be against us. God's greater. And we got to have that faith in God. If the whole world was going the wrong way, I'm going to go on with the Lord. I made that up quite a few years back. It's me by my, I didn't know what there was, but it looked to me like a lot of things are really coming Satan down to. Not that I'm a goody, I'm not a goody. If you're any around me, I'm just a plain guy. I don't, until the Spirit gets on me. You all have to say that. And I just walk just humbly try to walk. I don't try to cut it. I don't try to be bossy or any of these things. I work on that, not being anything. But when the Spirit gets upon me, it's different. Today, for I am the Lord thy God. I'm here this day in a powerful way. I'm here to help my people. I'm here to save you. I'm here to show you your errors. And what was spoken this day, I back it, saith the Spirit of God. It's what's taken place. And I wish for my people to make heaven. I desire my people to be ready. I want my people to look at themselves and to judge themselves. Take thought what's going to take place tomorrow when tomorrow comes. Are you going to be prepared? Are you ready? My people need to be ready. For I loveth thee, my people. I say my people need to be ready this day. Come, my people, seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Come before me, and I'll forgive thee, and I'll help thee. And I say there's no big thing, the biggest thing that thou art doing, you're doing it in themselves. Oh, church, a lot of you don't have any deep sins. It's because you're doing it in yourself. Can you understand that? Saith the Spirit of God. I will help thee this day. Come, my people, for I love thee, saith the Spirit of God. You want to close in prayer?
Lord, we thank you for this mighty move of your Spirit. We thank you and we know it's going to touch people. In Jesus' name, amen.